Right now, March 6th, is still the date set for the Texas primary. But a partisan battle over which election maps should be used has resulted in a U.S. Supreme Court hearing scheduled for January 9th, with election boundaries for congressional and legislative races being decided sometime after that. Candidates waiting to see where their election districts will be located would then have just 2 months at most to campaign for their party's nominations. So Democrats and Republicans have been meeting, considering a later primary in April or May. They've also talked about two primaries, March 6th for the presidential primary, which could include Rick Perry, and a later date for candidates in newly drawn districts. Earlier this week, judges gave candidates the option of waiting on the Supreme Court before they make final decisions about running. Chris Elam is a spokesman for the Republican Party of Texas.
Candidates have the ability to file through Monday, 6 p.m. Monday, December 19th. At some point in the future, the filing will be reopened. Candidates will be afforded the opportunity to amend, withdraw, or file for the first time on their applications for the ballot.
Numerous county election supervisors have said holding two primaries would be too costly. Perry supporters have argued against holding Texas's presidential primary later than March 6th because if Perry's still in the race, he's going to need his state's electoral support as early as possible to keep his campaign going. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.